Turn with me, if you would, to the book of Psalms, the 31st chapter. And we're going to start in the first verse. And we'll just read till God tells us to quit. It's not a whole lot of reading, so if you don't feel like you want to stand or if you're not willing and able, by all means, don't feel like you need to stand. It's just a couple verses of Scripture, but I sure do love to read the Bible. Thank you, Micah. Psalms 31, verse number 1, begins through like this. In Thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me never be ashamed. Deliver me in Thy righteousness. Bow down Thine ear to me. Deliver me speedily, and that be thou my strong rock, for a house of defense to save me. For thou art my rock,
amen,
and my fortress. Therefore, for thy name's sake, lead me and guide me. Pull me out of the net that they have laid privily for me, for thou art my strength. Into thine hand I commend my spirit, and thou hast redeemed me, O Lord, O Lord, God of truth. And you can be seated. We thank you for reading that verse of Scripture there with us. But I was reading my Bible. I worked last night all night long, and I was just reading my Bible all night long. And I didn't read here, but I read in a lot of other places, and I was just jumping around the Bible. But God kind of led me to this here. So just bear with us, if you will, that God will do everything He needs to do in this service, and that I can get out what He's given me. But I want you to think about something today, about how this Bible, it's just alive, and how it speaks to us in so many different ways. And whenever you're going through something, no matter what you're going through, whether you have a doubt or whether you have a fear or whether you need strength or encouragement, you can always find it inside the pages of this book. And I began to think about how perfect God's love is. And if God will allow me to, I really would like to preach about Him leading us. And if God will allow us, not only Him leading us, but us following Him. And I want you to think about something today, that for somebody to go ahead and start leading, there's going to have to be people to follow, or else they won't be leading. They'll just be walking by themselves. And I want to charge you today that no doubt that there's some of us here that are following Christ. No doubt there's some of us here that have been following Him for a long time. But I want you to realize something today. Have you stopped in the following of Christ? Or have you slowed down? Or have you put down your cross, maybe? Or have you put down your need or your necessity to be here? Have you put down something that you say, well, Lord, you just don't you don't care about me anymore. You don't love me no more. But let me tell you something right now. That's a lie out of the devil's mouth right there. And I want you to realize something today. God loved you enough to bring you out of the muck and the mire that you were in. So He's not going to not love you anymore just because of something in your life. I want you to realize something today, that God loves us all unconditionally, or He wouldn't have sent His Son to die. And I want you to realize something, and realize that there's nothing that can keep God's love from loving you. But I want you to realize something today. It's high time that we take up our cross, like it said, like He told them there. We'll probably get there in just a minute, but I want you to realize something today. He charged them to walk behind Him. He charged them to walk with Him. He charged them to be part of what He was doing, and that's what He's doing today. If you're here and you're saved, we've got a job to do. And I want you to realize something, that just because I don't know who I'm preaching to, but I'll tell you, it encouraged me when I was thinking about earlier this afternoon. I want you to realize something, just because you think maybe, well, my job's not as important as this next person to me. Let me tell you something. God doesn't care. God doesn't care about anything other than you being here and you serving His name. I want you to realize something today. If you have a job in the church, if you got a job that God has given you, we ought to hold it up to high esteem, because God saw fit to give us something to do. I don't know what you're going through here tonight, but I want to charge you something. Don't slow down. Don't give up. Don't stop following. Just whatever God tells you to do, whatever Jesus puts in your heart to do, you need to do it, and you need to do it to the best of your ability, because somebody along the way you may touch, but if you're not there and you're not where you need to be with God, you may never cross that person's path today. I want you to you pray for my throat. I don't know what's going on. But I want you to realize something today. This verse of scripture here, it says, "For thou art my rock and my fortress. Therefore, for thy name's sake, lead me." In other words, what was he saying there? He was telling him, not for anything of me, but because of you, for you, please lead me and please guide me. I want you to realize something today. It's high time. I need to start praying like that. We all need to start praying that God would lead us to do something. We all need to start, Brother Chester, taking something serious. If we want God to move in our life, if we want God to move in this church, if we want God to move in our surrounding area, if we want God to move in our nation, if we want God to move in our state, if you want God to move for you at work, maybe you work around a bunch of Christians, I don't know. Oh, but thanks be to God above for the ones of us like myself who work around people who are hateful all the time. I want to charge you today that you are there for a reason. You're there to be a light. You're there to show them that God loves them. And if you're following God and you're doing what he tells you to do and you're following his footsteps and you're doing what he charged you to do, what did he charge us to do? He charged us to go out and to spread the gospel. It doesn't matter who you are. You've got a testimony. And if you can do anything, let's share it today. Hey, I want you to realize something. I don't know how long I'll stay before you. We may not be up here very long. I don't know. Oh, but I want you to realize something today. If we want, we can ask Jesus, or we can ask God to lead us every day. We can ask him to help us every day. Oh, but unless it's truly intent of our heart, unless it's truly in our heart to follow him, unless it's truly in our heart for him to move in our life, unless it's truly in our heart for him to do something better for us, he won't be able to, because there's an element of doubt or fear or something that's holding you back. Let me tell you something. Break loose of it. Let go of it. And stop letting the devil rule and ride you every day. You let God bless your heart. You praise his name. You pray. You talk to him. You read your Bible. And the devil won't have any place. Oh, but thanks be to God above. When I need strength and courage, he's my fortress. And he's my help. And I can just, whenever it's hard for me to follow, or whenever it's hard and the miles are hard to walk, thanks be to God above. He's my fortress and my solitude, and I can hide in him, and I can find refuge until I've got the strength to continue on my journey. Hey, I want you to realize something today. It's not a shame to be where you are. It's a shame to stay there. And I know that's been said so many times. Oh, but I want you to realize something today. And we're trying. It seems like God parked us here for a little bit. I don't know why. Oh, but I just want to do what God would have me to do. I want you to know something today, that just because situations come up in your life, just because things get hard, it doesn't mean God has forgotten about you. I was reading in Genesis the other day about the Noah account or the flood, and the Bible says at one spot that when the flood was bathed, the flood was pretty much done. The Bible says that God remembered Noah. That doesn't mean I kind of got tripped up until I let God lead me into the way. That he showed me what it meant. I thought, why? God, you told us that you'd never forget us. You told us that you'd never fail. You told us that you'd never leave us alone. Oh, and Noah being where he was, he was at the mercy of the seas. Oh, but I want you to realize something today. God had charged him to build the ark, and God had closed the door before it began to rain, and God had made provision for every day he stayed in the ark. So why do we think that he's going to let it sink when he's brought us this far? I want you to realize something today. God didn't forget Noah. Oh, that was a term of endearment. He remembered that he had made a promise to give Noah rest. Oh, praise be to God's name. Oh, there's going to be a day that the world is going to be licked up by fire. Oh, but thanks be to God that he'll remember you and I, and he'll bring us home. Oh, so let's push toward the mark of the high calling, and let's do our part, and let's get things done until he comes. Hey, thanks be to God above. You know how many times, Brother Chris, I've been floating around thinking, God, where are you? What have you done? You've left me out here for nothing. Oh, but thanks be to God, I could almost see that same verse of scripture. God remembered Dylan, or God remembered Riverside, or God, let's not even use that word, remembered. God still loved Dylan. God still loved Riverside. God still cared for Riverside. And God will make provision for you and I to continue our journey. Hey, but while we're doing it, do you realize that Noah was the only one? In that time, Noah's dad was already gone. Oh, but even his grandfather, the Bible says that everybody's mind was on evil continually. Look around, church. What is it like? Their minds are on evil continually. Oh, but the Bible says, as we see the day fastly approaching, that we should do what? That we should bring ourselves together, come together in love and unity, and draw strength from one another. Oh, thanks be to God above. If I see you following in Christ's footsteps, it will make me want to do the same. Hey, I just love you tonight. I'm trying to encourage us all that God's not forgotten about you and I. God's just working things out, and he's moving things around, and he's going to make things work. But we got to be patient, we got to be loyal, and we got to continue to follow. Hey, otherwise, why would David have told him in the 31st chapter of Psalms, lead me, guide me? Oh, that wasn't the Lord, if you feel like it. He was begging and pleading him, asking him, Lord, help me out. Thanks be to God above. Brother Chris, when I need help and I need guidance, I can cry to my master and he'll be there. Hey, maybe you're in the position where you feel alone. Maybe you're in a position where you feel like you've got no direction. Let me tell you something today. If you would just stop for a minute, and do you realize that when the children of Israel, when they were standing by the Red Sea, Moses told them to stand still and to see the salvation of God. While they were waiting for God to move, they stood for just a minute. Oh, but God immediately told them, move forward. Hey, thanks be to God above. If you wait for just a little while, God will point you in the direction you need to go. Hey, let me tell you something today. If God's pointing you in the direction of an altar, don't neglect that. I want you to realize something today. You know how many times in my life God has had to break me, Brother Chris? Because I'm sure y'all know me. I'm a pretty heavy-minded person. I'm pretty angry. I'm pretty stubborn. You can ask my mom and dad right there. Even from a little boy, I was big-headed, and I was going to do it my way, and that was it. Hey, that hasn't changed. Dylan's flesh is still Dylan. Oh, but greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Thanks be to God above that my spirit overrides my flesh. When I let it today. Hey, the Bible didn't say that we're going to be sinless and spotless. We're not going to be sinless until we shed this thing that we call a body. Oh, but thanks be to God, I'm looking forward to my perfect. I don't know if I'll have extremities or if I'll be a spirit. I don't even know.
what heaven's going to... I have an idea as to what it's going to be like. Oh, but praise be to God's name. I look forward to getting rid of this body of mine and letting go of the sin and the strife and the struggle. Oh, but even while I'm doing those things, I'm doing my best to follow God today. Hey, he didn't say that we... Hey, Naomi... He didn't tell us that we were going to be exempt from heartache. He told us the opposite. They hated me. They're going to hate you. It rains on the just and the unjust alike. Oh, but he told Peter there. When he told him that same desire to have him and sent him his wheat. But he didn't stop there. He said, but don't you worry. I have prayed for you. Thanks be to God above. He knows I'm weak. He knows I'm frail. He knows I falter. And he's made adjustments for my weakness. Man, I love God so much. I love him more. If I had to choose to take my next breath or see God, I'd drop right in front of you. I love him that much. Oh, and I would feel bad for you guys. Oh, but I would get to see my Lord and Master and Savior. I want us all to realize that one day we will see him.
Hey,
we will.
Yeah.
That's a promise.
Yeah.
You know how God continuously made promises in the Bible. And there's a spot where he told him that since he couldn't swear by anybody better, he swore by himself. Now that is some trust. That is some power. That's deity right there. I'll falter and fail. Brother Chester, I'll make you a promise and I'll break it the next day. Oh, not trying to. Oh, but I'm not perfect. Oh, but I want you to realize something today. If God promised to bring you through the valley of the shadow of death, what is there to fear? Hey, do you realize that Psalms 23 doesn't just mean when you're about to die, Brother Chris? You know how many dark valleys I've walked through? You know how many times Brother Vern and I have tried my hardest to walk through a valley alone, feeling alone, not knowing where to go? And but the Bible says that he would lead us through them. Thanks be to God above. When I don't know what way to go, it's like the Israelite people when he led them by the pillar of fire and the pillar of cloud. He'll always make a way for you and me. Hey, so maybe you're struggling. Maybe you're having doubts. Maybe you wonder if God's ever going to touch your heart again. Just hold on and let God move in your life. Let him take the things. Hey, don't you know that he told us that he would take away the bad things and he would leave the good ones? I want you to realize something today. If you feel like God's taking things out of your life, don't be mad at him. Praise him for it. Thank him for it. Because they weren't good enough to be there. And he's taking them out to draw you closer to him today. To do what, Brother Chester? Why would he do those things? Not only for love, but it's like Jesus when he charged those four fellows when he came to him after John the Baptist had baptized him. And he went up into the wilderness, but the Bible says that after he came back down, he began to call men. I want you to realize something today. Oh, but if you feel like you don't have a calling in your life, or if you feel like you're just kind of out there toiling for no reason, just wait and you'll find God on the shore and he'll call you out of your boat and he'll call you out of what you were doing and he'll lead you on the straight way, the narrow path. All thanks be to God above. Jesus called him out and he said, take up your cross and follow me. He didn't say follow. He didn't tell that. I forget which ones it was. But they were brothers. The first ones were brothers. I believe even maybe the second group that he called, they were brothers also. But nevertheless, Jesus didn't say, hey, you do what your brother's doing. He said, you pick up what you're doing. You leave it all behind and you follow me today. That's it. He's still making that call today. He's still, hey, you're out there toiling and you're out there trying to make it your own way. You're out there trying to find your own way back. Friend, you will not. Oh, but let me tell you something. When you see Christ on the shore and he begs you to come back, listen to what he says. The Bible says that they left their father Zebedee and the slaves or the workers that they had, and they left their nets, and they picked up where they left. Or they didn't take it with them. They left it there, and they followed Christ today. Chris, they'd only known fishing. They had only... That was all they ever knew. They lived by the shore. That's what you did. You just fished, from what I can understand. That was their way of life. Oh, but thanks be to God above. Oh, when Christ comes by and he gives you a new way of living. Oh, do you remember when you were lost in sin and you were toiling in your life and you were struggling to keep your head above water like Peter was? Oh, but I want you to realize something today. When Christ called you out of your sin and he gave you a job to do, he equipped you to do it. Oh, praise God's name that you can conquer all things. Oh, my goodness, through Christ who strengthens you today. I can't do it under my own power. I will never be able to. Oh, but I want you to realize something today. That Christ, do you remember when they were all up in that upper room there? All the disciples had been called already, and they, on that first Mark there, the first chapter, actually is when the account that I was reading about him calling them out of their boats. And I want you to realize something. He went to one of the fellows. I don't know why. I can't remember who they were. Oh, but his mother-in-law was sick. And the Bible says that Jesus went there and he touched her and he lifted her up out of bed and she was immediately healed. And the Bible, but let me, I'm trying to get to where you read it yourself. Go to Mark 1 after church tonight and you read what God was doing in their life. Oh, and I want you to realize something today. Oh, that God or Christ himself, I didn't call them into an empty work. He called them to follow him, and immediately upon doing so, they were in the thick of it. They were doing his will. They were watching him and learning. Oh, thanks be to God above that we learn by example. That's who we are as creatures. Oh, we learn by watching others. Thanks be to God, I've got a godly example of a man named Christ who lived in life just like you and I did. The devil even tempted him for 40 days in the wilderness, but he came out on top, and so will we. Hey, just because it gets a little hard don't mean you're going to win. Let me tell you something today. That's something we can hold on to, Brother Chester. And if we'll just follow his word and follow his ways and keep his path. Oh, he told him in, I think it was the 27th chapter of Psalms. He told him there, whoever the psalmist was, said, lead me in the plain path. Thanks be to God above that God makes things as plain as possible for an old boy like me to understand what he needs me to do today. Kenny, come get a song. He told him there, he was praying and or singing whatever psalms this is. A psalm is it's a song. Nevertheless, the words left his mouth. Lead me in the plain path. What was he saying? I could always hear his mind going, Lord, you know I'm simple. Lord, you know I can't do it on my own. Lord, you know I'm going to trip. You know I'm going to fall. You know I'm going to fail. So make it as easy and as plain as you can. And guess what he does? If you pray like that, he will definitely answer your prayers tonight.
Brother Chris, we preached a little bit. We preached, I don't remember how, it was probably last Sunday, maybe the last Wednesday, I can't remember. We preached about being on holy ground and how walking around with your shoes off, you learn to step pretty light because of things hitting the bottom of your foot.
The riches,
man, if all I had was a rocky path to walk, if all I had was a hard path to stand, if all I had was a pathway that was going to lead to sore
the
feet and to hurt feelings and to hurt bodies,
maybe
I wouldn't want to walk.
For right now, you've got it made.
He didn't make it that way.
And life, you call it great.
He didn't make this way a hard way.
But
it's not a rough way.
Friend,
it's not a hard path. It's an easy one.
You as a Christian, as a saved individual, the things
you need
of this world, the cares of this life,
will all one day pass away.
Then what will you give for your soul in exchange? Oh, my friend,
that's when it'll fall.
You must be saved.
If you're ever, when you got saved, you got
Jesus,
broke.
You were
broke.
The Savior.
I was born in a manger.
Shed his blood on Mount Calvary. There is no other way whereby we must be saved. That's all there is,
friend. Help me, please. I can't do it anymore.
You must be saved. The things of this world, the cares of this life,
ask him,
will all one day pass away. Then what will you give for your soul in exchange?
Some are bill collectors. But he called them all the same way.
Jesus.
Thank God for that.
The Savior.
You don't have something
born
different than
I do. In a manger.
You know what the shed
his blood on Mount Calvary.
But the flesh of man on the outside. Bible says
there is no other name whereby we must be saved. That's all there is, friend.
You
must be saved.
It's between you and God. But you have to take the effort to ask him to help. He loves you too much to leave you alone. But he's not going to intrude. He's not going to barge his way in. He's a gentleman. He's not going to force his way in. He's got free will. So we can stay where we are.
Thank you.
We can stop. And we can set up camp. And we can just sit there and never move again. Because of situations in our life. Or or we can choose to push on and press forward and trust and believe what He's got to say and follow Him. There's no other man to follow.